Okay.
Ready when you are.
Based on staff's informal conversation with the applicant, I think that it would be helpful if we reopened the public hearing and the written record for a limited period of time this evening. Not necessarily leaving the record open if the applicant doesn't request it, which I don't believe that they will, but just giving them additional time to provide more information that wasn't shared earlier about numbers and spacing and location and other constraints on this property. So I would recommend that you do that. The information that we have from the applicant, which is, again, not part of the record, but just as an FYI, is that there are constraints to them and their lease and their lease for their other property, and so they would not like, they do not want to delay a final decision until January, which would be required if you don't make a decision tonight, so.
All right, in that case, I would entertain a motion to reopen the public hearing.
The public hearing and written record.
Oh, I was gonna do them one by one, you want both together?
Then I would do it in the other order.
Other order, okay. Why don't we do them together?
Just do them together.
All right, I would entertain a motion to reopen the public hearing and the written record.
Move to reopen the public hearing and the written record.
Second.
All right, moved by Commissioner Landon, second by Commissioner Gill, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's reopened, so now would you recommend testimony from applicant? Okay, we'll now call testimony from the applicant. Thank you for bearing with us.
I didn't expect to have to spend this much time on this. The things we were just discussing is I don't know that the true nature of the layout of the property and the relative distances is really being addressed here. The south wall of the building is 90 feet. I had a requirement to put even 7 lights on that wall. It seems what, 12 feet apart, which is a bit much, I think. I think it's gonna get very crowded. The distance from the security fence, which will be on the property line to the curb, is, I don't believe it's enough to get a bench on the outside of the fence and maintain a sidewalk. So any improvements that take place on Nugget in the future, which I really encourage, I'd love to have Nugget a nice street. However, the pedestrian walkway on Nugget is asphalt right now. There's no suggestion that's going to be changed. And if they do any improvements, that would go away because that's certainly not within the guidelines of the preliminary plan. And so anything that we put on the outside of the fence is going to go away and get replaced when Nugget is finally approved. Or the other things, we're just going back. Oh, there might be a misunderstanding. Franklin is not under discussion under this project.
Right.
At some point in the future, if that strip of land is resolved, then I suppose it would be subject to the same requirements. But there is no sidewalk on Franklin. The roundabouts where they have the nice sidewalks and actually working really well, those are a mile and a half away. And the distance from there to where we are is covered by random sidewalks, probably about no more than less than 10% of the length. There is no pedestrian traffic there now. Hopefully at some point in the future there will be, but right now there's not. And I think the building is going to look nice and as a welcoming thing to the corner of Glenwood. However, we still have the eyesore corner that's between Springfield and ODOT, and can't seem to figure out how to resolve that. And that's a different thing entirely. So I think, you know, there's the spaces don't really work. I know what you're trying to achieve, but I don't think the spaces right now they work. And I think that anything we put there is ultimately gonna have to come out again and get replaced. I look forward to that time when the street gets approved.
I think that's all we want to cover.
So a question for you.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get a running list in my head here. So the benches are a concern as well because you're saying they will have to be pulled out when the sidewalk's replaced.
Well, yeah, Andy said that he thought there was enough room. I don't think there's enough room.
Okay.
You've got about a 4-foot asphalt sidewalk and then maybe another 2 feet before the fences. And if that's the case, any bench that you put there is going to be sitting partially on the asphalt, which will come out when the streets are done.
Okay.
And so it'll just come out. Now, I don't have a problem in doing improvements behind the fence. I mean, we are going to do vegetation out there. We we'll do trees and a bunch of other things immediately about the building, including something to try to screen the transformers that are there by the whoever said is the manager of that. So anything that's inside the fence, I don't have a problem. It's just that it's not going to be so much pedestrian amenities as pedestrian amenities as it is for just the general appearance of the facility and the reputation that we want to uphold in our industry and community.
Okay, and also to get your opinion on how many lights, so you don't think 12 lights is appropriate. And quick question for Christine, 7. So 7 lights.
I don't know, what's spacing for lights?
We suggest 4.
4. And the other thing I'll point out is that as pedestrian lights, I'm not sure they're really going to be effective. And the reason is that we can't move the wall of the building further out because of the transformer's there. And if I could move the wall 4 feet out further, then they'd be much better proximity to the sidewalk. But transformers actually offer their easement, but they won't move it. And so I can't move my building out another 4 feet to get closer to the sidewalk so that the lights on the building would effectively wash the pedestrian pathway. If you can do something about that, I'd appreciate it.
Anybody else have questions for the applicant?
So on that south wall, the south lower corner and moving up, you said there's only about 10 feet?
Where is it?
South, you know, from the south wall on the west, the southwest corner.
Oh, around the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, the two trees that Andy pointed out, everything from that part, from that point north, is going to be driveway. Because we have to do that turnaround thing on the property.
But remember that maybe you have 10 feet.
What?
Maybe you have 10
feet. Yeah, it really just goes around and it doesn't go much farther than the
kind of 10 feet here and about 90 feet here.
Right.
Good luck recording that in the record.
Any other questions?
Keep my crayons and draw for it.
Any others? Thank you very much for coming back up and bearing with us. Andy, could we get more questions answered from you?
Sure.
So just to start, the difference in opinion on the asphalt, applicants saying that they think that the benches will have to be torn back up. Through conversation with them, do you agree or do you still believe that the benches would be able to remain in place upon further improvement?
I think that the benches could be relocated. If they're anchored, they may have to be re-anchored, possibly in a different surface. There would be a difference between the asphalt and the concrete anchoring. But it would be certainly be advisable. I can't imagine that they wouldn't be anchored in whatever surface that they're initially installed in. And it's not an immediate changeover that there's going to be new concrete sidewalk along the frontage. The city determined that the existing pedestrian walking surface is sufficient right now, so there wasn't a requirement to replace that with standard concrete sidewalk. So I don't see there being, unless and until Nugget Way is improved for its full extent, it's not going to be an immediate changeover required. I think the initial installation will last for years before there's any need to either relocate or remove during a project and then replace them or reinstall them. So it's not just a short-term type of installation.
Okay, thank you, Andy.
I'm going to come back, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse on this, but you know, given that there aren't any sidewalks to get you there, except for the right there, there aren't any other sidewalks around there. People don't walk there. You're a mile and a half away from the traffic circle. Is it prudent to maybe relook at it and say, it's an industrial area? When we get down there where we have some business across the street, when we're starting to develop, you know, a little bit more, and just say, that's when we put in stuff. Because then you can put it in to fit the terrain and you have a better picture of what's there and it actually becomes more usable. Right now it just maybe is a place to collect a bunch of rust and get misused.
Just to clarify, it's a mixed use area, not an industrial area.
although the mixed use area does account for there being like this specific site there, the light manufacturing.
Do we have other thoughts in regard to the bench issue Andy just brought up?
That's actually been my thought process the whole time, is that I'm not sure that the benches fit in line with the intended use of that area.
Okay.
I interpret the refinement plan as the benches fitting the intended use for that area, because it's that whole node is intended to be intended to be comfortable and friendly and accommodating for pedestrians. And these are clear and objective standards outlined in the code for buildings. And so I just worry about the precedent that this will set when other buildings are undergoing site reviews or developing in this area, because this is specifically what the plan is calling for and the code is calling for.
So I agree with that point, and I think it's important to point out that there was a lot of work that went into the Glenwood refinement project. A lot of people put a lot of time into designing these standards. And although tonight we have something important in front of us, which is setting the precedent for, you know, first development like this. So if we don't require the benches because we don't think that they fit in this sort of neighborhood, then that it is pretty much undoing the work of the refinement district that we have in place. The other thing is, if we postpone it, that is not undoing the work. That is saying that, you know, we want it refined, but we acknowledge that it is not at the current point in time. So I think there's an important distinction between a conversation of the benches not being necessary and the benches not being necessary at this point in time.
And I would like to clarify, I'm not proposing not doing it. I'm agreeing that postponing it to allow a bit of development would be more appropriate. So I'm
okay.
In agreement with you on that.
And that was my intent as well.
Okay. Are you, Commissioner McGinley, thinking that postponing is acceptable or that it should not be postponed at this time?
I think postponing in the same manner that we are going to postpone or propose to postpone the trash receptacles, so within a year of the development of the property south of Nugget Way, across from the subject property, and or the annexation of Nugget Way adjacent to the property.
For benches as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm hearing multiple people include benches and trash bins. So do we have general consensus on that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing enough head nods. Now my question for staff is, you said that the deposit account was desirable because the trash bins did not cost very much. Now we're discussing trash bins and benches, however, not as many trash bins and benches. So all that being where it stands, are you still in favor of a contract or a deposit account?
I guess it depends on the final element, which is the other pedestrian amenities and whether those are going to be deferred as well, or some will be required that could be possibly inside the fence, including the lights and other amenities that could be along the fence line, including enhanced landscaping, planters, decorative elements.
I think at this point in time, we still haven't holding the same opinion on the other amenities, just the part we're adding the benches to the hole with the trash cans.
Okay. So there would be benches and trash cans that would be the contractual element. I think that would be acceptable.
Okay. Does everybody feel the same way about that other question? Okay. So that being, go ahead.
Were we going to address the number of lights requested?
Yeah, that was next.
Okay.
So as far as lights go, we heard a difference of opinion of the four lights that the applicant is proposing and the seven lights. Do you think that there is a significant difference to the plan and what it offers people off the property, whether or not there are seven or four lights?
I think the number of lights is not as important as the proximity of the lights, as the applicant had noted that they can't get their building face close enough to the sidewalk that it essentially becomes like almost downcast lighting instead of oblique lighting. So the having a large array of lights could be a conspicuous lighting element on the facade if there were seven or more lights, and I don't know that they would serve their intended purpose in any event.
Okay.
So the four lights, provided that they're mounted and designed as a pedestrian amenity, would seem to be appropriate in this case.
Okay.
But to clarify, it's a reduction from 9 to 4. It's not from 7 to 4, because 9 is the requirement and 7 was your previously discussed modification. So this would be a different modification than would be 4. So it's 9 to 4, not 7.
Understood.
Yeah.
Is there any specifics on the lumens required on the individual lights? I mean, 4 could be just as well as 7 if it's sufficient illumination.
I think just to clarify too, the number would also included the west facade, is that correct? Because it was based on the frontage, which it wraps around to the north. So
light requirements are based on the total street frontage, and there only happens to be one side with building.
Yeah, there's only the 90 feet that's really proximate to the walking surface, because then the building essentially and the street kind of are divergent. So there wouldn't be that opportunity to have wall-mounted lighting that would perform a pedestrian function on the west side.
My understanding is that the lumen requirements for the lighting is set by the Engineering Design Standards and Procedures Manual, so it's set for the number of, it's set based on the light, the fixtures that are allowed, and not based on other factors like number of lights, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
The current EDSPM. There's a proposal in the TSP code amendments package that you recommended previously. Then along with that going to council, there's a change in the way that that's done so that it would factor that into account. But for the code as it exists today, the EDSPM as it exists today, it's just one sub level.
Thank you both. So that those opinions being what they are, would the commission be like to have 4 lights be acceptable as opposed to the 9 original or 7 that we were discussing? Okay, I'm seeing enough yeses that I think that we're there. Is there anything we're missing? So we've got the lights, we have moved our opinion on the benches that they can be on the contract as well, and we've decided that we're going to Sandy's writing the finding for reducing the amount of space, or keeping the amount of space, but making a modification for the specific thing. And included in that modification should probably be the lights.
Right.
Yeah, she has them.
Okay.
So this is my condition as I understand it. There's more to it, but you're not changing the remaining listing of that. So this is, this top part here would replace what you have as condition of approval number 12. And then at the end of that would be this second piece that stipulates the timing. So we've got 4 benches, 4 trash receptacles, 4 wall-mounted lights, 8 additional amenities. The timing of such that the trash receptacles and benches would be installed at a later date, which is within 1 year of annexation of Nugget Way or development of the property across Nugget Way, whichever occurs first. If they do these at a later date, then there would be a development agreement that is recorded with deeds and records. That's my understanding of where you're at.
I think so.
Thank you very much, Sandy. That's great.
One suggested clarification would be to include, we can retrieve and clarify the tax lot number for that property, so it's clear as to what property you're referring to. And it's the one that's essentially opposite on the south side, so that property. So, and it'll continue to link to that property as being the trigger.
So I just thank you, Andy. Does anybody else have questions for staff at the moment? Okay, I would like to ask the applicant, so we can call applicant to testimony. I would like to ask the applicant if this redesign is getting to what you were looking for and what your thoughts are on this.
I think so, yeah. And I'm looking forward to improving Nugget.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your patience. All right, so Sandy, or I should ask Christina. Christina, now that this is all written, can we entertain a motion for what we've been talking about?
Well, I think you should read through the finding and make sure, and also make sure you don't have additional discussion on the justification that's being offered, if you're all in agreement on that condition of approval.
Okay.
And right before that, we want to make sure that you're considering the finding and that you don't have anything to add or subtract.
Okay, thank you.
Can you all read it?
Yeah, they have it. They have one right down here. Is that big enough?
It's for me. Is it big enough for me?
Mm-hmm. It's also behind you if you need to turn around.
No, I can read it. Thank you. English teacher in me is looking for a comma right before given on that top line.
Where?
Right before given, top line.
Top, oh, okay. All right. You okay?
I love it. Otherwise you'd have killed the whole thing, right?
Christina has something.
One more.
It's driven me nuts.
One more line at the end, very end, that is the development design. I would say meets the applicable purposes of section 3.4-205. Unless you believe that it exceeds it, but I would recommend
of section
it.
What?
3.4-205. The criteria is that it meet or exceed those.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sandy. Is everybody in favor of this finding here? Does this work
yes.
for us? Okay. So,
do we need a motion?
Well, we are going to close the public hearing, so I'd entertain a motion to close the public hearing and the written record at this time.
Move to close the public hearing and the written record at this time. Can that be done at the same time?
Second.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Landon, second by Commissioner McGinley. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So, motion passed. Now, a motion. I would entertain a motion once we have it on the board. I think, is it on a higher page? We had the motion written down, right? There we go.
If we title this document with something that could be referenced, I think you could just
reference
the document,
like fantastic.
The condition of approval 12 as stated in whatever Andy titles it, with the additional finding as stated in whatever it is. And then you don't have to read all of that or.
Thank you. All right, as soon as it's written, I'd entertain a motion to approve or not approve with conditions.
I move to approve case 811-18-208-TYP2, an application by Rose & Sun Visor Systems for a Type 3 tentative site plan approval and major Glenwood Riverfront mixed-use plan district modification for a proposed 12,735 square foot expansion to an existing light manufacturing building located at 4884 Franklin Boulevard, map 18-03-03-14, tax lots 2000 and 2001, because the findings show the application meets the applicable criteria of approval. With the findings and conditions of approval noted in the staff report, in addition to amended findings and condition number 12 as adopted at the December 18th, 2018 meeting.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner McGinley, second made by Commissioner Landon. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, motion approved. I believe that finishes up our business with Rose and Sunvisor. Thank you very much for coming out and taking the time. All right, is there any report of council action?
Council is recess.
Are you in your account?
There we go, thank goodness. Front lane, all right. Business from the Planning Commission. Okay, business from Development and Public Works Department.
Okay.
Any?
I don't think I'm being premature. I can tell you that we have made an offer to a senior planner to come join us. And we don't have it back yet, so I can't tell you who it is, but I expect it momentarily. So she will be filling some of the void left by Linda Pauly when she retired. I'll be bringing someone to introduce to you in the new year.
Thank you. That's exciting.
Ms. Sandy doesn't have anything else. I have one small thing. I would like to revise and revamp the quasi-judicial hearing notice that I read. Obviously, it will be legally sound, but there's a lot in there that is extraneous. So I wanted, really quickly, Planning Commission's head nod that that would be appropriate, or do you like the extraneous information and the wealth of information that we give to the public?
I'd like it to be cut down. It's pretty long.
Okay.
I do have a question on that. If that was to happen, could somebody come back and say, well, I didn't hear that information?
So there are legal requirements in that reading. So I have to give certain things under law, and then I have to advise them of their rights and rules under our code. And I would work with Sandy on that final thing so that we thought it encompassed the most important information. But there's certain information, like whether or not hearsay is accepted into the record, that doesn't come up. And certainly I would give that information if it was ever raised as an issue. But I think that there's a lot of extraneous there that isn't relevant on a day-to-day basis. And then certainly if we knew of something that was really controversial, where we were going to have a lot of public involvement and there were specific concerns, I could always adjust for that specific public hearing to give pertinent information relevant to that application.
Okay. Well, has there been new legal findings that has created that extraneous material that wouldn't otherwise be?
There's always an evolution of case law on this regard. I would say that there has been more case law that confirms that less notice is okay in terms of what prejudices someone's rights. And I think there was a much more conservative approach previously when there wasn't as much supportive case law out there. And so we're just revisiting personally, like a previously really conservative approach to one that maybe has some middle ground.
Thank you. Any other business from staff or the Development and Public Works Department?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Okay, at this point, we don't have a meeting scheduled for you the first week of January, so I really doubt we'd have anything of urgency that would call you back right after your New Year's revelry, but if there is, we will make sure that you know about it in advance to make sure we can accommodate a quorum. But otherwise, we'll see you the third week of January.
January 15th.
Sounds good. Is that it? All right. The December 18th, 2018, Planning Commission meeting is now adjourned.
Don't forget to have something before you leave.
Thank you, Brenda.
Yep. Yes, thank you.
Otherwise, I have to put staff.
Thanks, you guys, for your patience. This is a first for Glenwood.
First act as a chair, temporary chair, and the first of an application. You did well.
Thank you. I just wanted to do it right.
Please make yourself.